Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update.
We begin with some breaking news. TMZ is reporting that Marvel Comics co-creator Stan Lee has died. Lee was reportedly taken to LA's Cedars Sinai Medical Center early this morning, where he passed away. Lee is behind some of Marvel's biggest franchises, Spider-Man, the X-Men, and Black Panther, and he has made cameo appearances in all of the Marvel movies. Lee was 95 years old and is survived by his daughter, JC.
The campfire in Butte County is the deadliest wildfire in California history. 29 people have been confirmed dead, and today's strong winds could make the flames even worse. So far, 113,000 acres have burned. That's about the size of San Jose, and it is only 25% contained right now. More than 6,400 homes have been reduced to rubble. The most immediate concern is searching for more than 220 people who are still missing. Evacuation centers for victims are nearing capacity, but volunteer groups from all over are coming together to help where they can. Right now, fire officials are saying the burned areas are still off limits.
Still haven't allowed anybody back into the area. There's still a lot of things going on up there, clearing power lines, basically making it safe for the residents before they can return.
Meanwhile, today, PG&E crews will investigate to see if the utility company's power lines may have sparked the fire, but it is still not clear if PG&E was the exact cause. The utility did respond to the report, saying it's devastated by the disaster and 61 employees lost their homes in the fire. Right now, crews are investigating near Camp Creek Road, the namesake of the fire, searching for the origin. CAL FIRE is blocking off the area as officials search for evidence. Meanwhile, celebrity chef Guy Fieri makes another surprise visit near the fire lines. This time, the renowned chef from Santa Rosa made a pulled pork dinner for emergency workers assigned to the campfire. The Butte County Sheriff thanked Fieri for filling their bellies and lifting their spirits. Earlier this year, Fieri made meals for evacuees of the car fire in Redding. And there are several ways you can help the fire victims. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a monetary donation. To donate to the United Way Relief Fund, you can text Butte Fire to 91999, and the Salvation Army has its own hotline number, 1-800-SELL-ARMY. Finally, Airbnb is asking users to list any properties they have available for the evacuees.
Taking a live look right now from our Mount Vaca camera, you can see plenty of haze still in the sky. Smoke from the massive campfire expected to linger in the Bay Area this week. And you can see just how much smoke is spreading across the area from this image from NASA's Earth Observatory, the air quality district recommending to stay inside as much as possible while the air levels remain at this unhealthy level. Mary is tracking the conditions for us.
That's right, Kenny. And we're tracking the winds. They're northeasterly winds bringing in all of that smoke from the Butte County campfire. So air quality unhealthy for the Bay Area. And we are looking at air quality advisories, as well as a spare the air alert for the Bay Area due to the unhealthy air and smoky conditions. So this is the high-resolution rapid refresh smoke model forecast, and really shows from the Butte County fire that smoke moving all the way into the Bay Area with those northeasterly winds. So that's why we are talking about smoky conditions that will continue not just today, but over the next few days. So hazy, smoke-filtered sunshine, mid-60s in San Francisco for a high, upper 60s Oakland, Vallejo, Concord, low 70s from Fremont, San Jose, as well as for Santa Rosa. So cool conditions due to that smoke, and we're going to continue to see hazy sunshine as we head through Tuesday, Wednesday, and likely through Thursday. Back to you.
Meanwhile, further south, the destructive Woolsey fire continues to burn in parts of both Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Firefighters fear winds will pick up again today. And you can see from this drone video some of the 177 homes that have been completely wiped out. 91,000 acres have burned, and it's only 20% contained. 170,000 residents in the area remain evacuated.
Out of here.
This is video from a Malibu resident who got out just in the nick of time as flames burned around him and embers hit his windshield. And some celebrities have also been forced to leave their home. Singer Lady Gaga posted this video showing the massive plume of smoke over her Malibu home. She took to Twitter to thank firefighters, police, and first responders. Actor Gerard Butler returned to his home to find half of it gone. Here is a selfie the star snapped of his garage, and you can see the remnant of the scorched garage there and what looks to be a pickup truck. Singer Miley Cyrus's home was also damaged in the fire. She tweeted in part, "My house no longer stands, but the memories shared with family and friends stand strong. I am grateful for all I have left."
Governor Jerry Brown is asking President Trump for extra resources after declaring a major disaster on Sunday. The request came a day after the president posted a tweet that appeared to have blamed the state government for recent wildfires. The union that represents the majority of firefighters pushed back, labeling the comments, quote, insulting and reckless. Regardless of the back and forth, yesterday the governor stressed the importance of unity at this time.
The time to pull together and work through this tragedy. Things like this will be part of our future. Things like this and worse.
The president has since changed his tune a little bit, tweeting earlier saying the California firefighters, FEMA, and first responders are amazing and very brave. Thank you and God bless you all.
Right now, Facebook is slowly recovering from a large outage that affected users nationwide and in other parts of the world. At a little before 10 this morning Pacific time, users were greeted with this screen that read, "Sorry, something went wrong." It seems the issue has been resolved now. We reached out to Facebook, who told us they are aware of the problem and are working to resolve the issue as soon as possible.
For the first time in history, the federal government is issuing guidelines for physical activity for young children. They now say that children ages 3 to 5 should have 3 hours a day of light to moderate exercise. As for adults, they should get at least 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise a week. But now even short bursts of exercise count towards the weekly total.
That could be parking your car a little bit further from the grocery store and walking there. So it all counts, a minute here, 5 minutes there.
About 80% of Americans do not get the recommended amount of physical activity. The report also says that exercise reduces the risk of 8 types of cancer, up from 2 in previous guidelines.
We'll be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. And you can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google. Let us know what you think.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team 841 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS 5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.